As Isaac and Wendy mentioned, it's great to see you this evening, and it's great, hasn't it, to have the Conservatoire Brass Band. They're going to come back to lead us in our last couple of carols in a moment, but let's show our appreciation now, because it's been great to have them, hasn't it? And I have to say, some of you are singing really well. I could hear it. You know, at the front, you can hear it. It's just a great, great sound. And there's a number of things that we've got going on over the Christmas period in and through Encounter Church. And on your way out, feel free to pick up the Promise Fulfilled card. And it's the title of our different events for this year over Christmas. And it mentions what is going on with us as a church. We do have a service here on Christmas Day at 10 o'clock. That's usually for about 45 minutes. It's great to get together on Christmas Day itself. So you're very welcome to join us. And next Sunday evening, also, we've got a very special event specifically for this year, because we have the visit of the Salt Mind Theatre Company. And they're going to come and do their performance of Jack and the Beanstalk. So that's a presentation, also a bit of a pantomime. And it'll be a lot of fun. That's 5 o'clock next Sunday evening. The stage will look very different this time next week, set up for Jack and the Beanstalk. There'll be a little bit of a message running through. But it'll be a great way to start the Christmas week itself. So if you'd like to join us, that's on the 21st, next Sunday, 5 p.m. Tickets are £5 and £3 for concessions. And you can get those at the back today if you'd like to join us. We've got a few left, or you can look at the Encounter Church website and you can book tickets there as well. So I don't know if you know that there's now 11 sleeps left till Christmas. 6 sleeps until the end of term. Now, we like it, don't we, when we don't have to wait too much, but sometimes there's a kind of excitement within the wait itself. Now, when I was younger, many years ago, I was one of 4 siblings, and I was kind of 3rd in the pecking order. It's hard being 3rd. I don't know if any of you have been 3rd. Anyway, we got on really well, but we used to... Actually, we got to the point where there was no point getting up early to open our presents because my dad was never going to get up before 8 o'clock until he'd had 2 cups of teas. We were opening nothing. And much to my children's disappointment, I've carried on that tradition. I know, it's sad, isn't it? But for me, it's 3 cups of teas. But it's still 8 o'clock before they were allowed to open their presents. I don't know what they're going to do when they, you know, with their children. That'd be interesting. So as Isaac mentioned, our theme, overall theme for this Christmas is the promised fulfilled. And there's over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament that talked about when Jesus would come into our world. And it's just amazing how accurate those prophecies have been. And it says in Isaiah chapter 9, one of the verses says, he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Just 4 of the names referring to this child who was coming into the world. And each year since then, we have celebrated or had Advent. So Advent literally means the arrival of a notable person or dignitary. And that's an understatement, isn't it? As we look at Advent, and Nativity simply means birth. So we've celebrated and built up to the arrival of this amazing birth that took place. For centuries, we have done that. And every year, somebody will say to me, doesn't Christmas come around quick? But the problem is, they tell me that in September. Because the build-up starts earlier and earlier. It's not that Christmas comes early, it's that the build-up comes early and early each year, I reckon. And they say that the anticipation sometimes of something is greater than the event itself. But I think that with Christmas, that's not quite true. because the anticipation cannot be as good as the event 2,000 years ago. J. John, a Christian leader in the UK, says this: we tend to observe that Advent is about the infant Jesus, and we stop there. But we need to go beyond simply noting facts to consider the significance. We need to be those who ask that much deeper question: what is this child going to be? And in the case of Jesus, the answer is someone and something far greater, far more wonderful than we can ever imagine. People cannot make it up. It's so amazing. Now, Jesus was given many titles. We mentioned four of them. Some of them were told in advance what he was going to be called. And in Old Testament times, part of the Bible, a person's name was significant because parents would give their child a name that really meant something about their character. Now, I'd like to say that was the same for my name, Philip, which means lover of horses, which doesn't represent me very well at all. But in the Old Testament, it was like that. Now, I have to say, I'm not good with names. I'm not good with remembering names. I'm sorry if I ever forget your name and I'm talking to you and you're saying, he's forgot my name. Now, I try and get around it, but I can't. I mean, I wasn't good the other day because I asked somebody what their name was and they told me. And 5 seconds later, I had to admit, I said, I'm really sorry, I forgot your name. What is it again? And she says, my name is memory. So I was even more embarrassed that I forgot somebody's name that was called memory within 5 seconds of being told that it was memory. There we go. But we remember the name of Jesus. We remember his name. And when the angel came to Mary, she said, you shall name him Jesus, which equals and means Savior, because he will save his people in every way. God knows exactly what we needed. J. John, again, this Christian leader, says, if our biggest problem was information, God would have sent an educator or teacher. If our biggest problem was money, God would have sent an accountant. If our biggest problem was pleasure, God would have sent an entertainer. If our biggest problem was forgiveness, that God would have sent a savior. And that's exactly what he did. That is what we needed. Now, relationships are so important to us, aren't they? Relationships are so important for us, to be on good terms with people. And in Matthew's gospel, it says, the Virgin Mary will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. So the primary reason Jesus came, and for many different reasons that represented in lighting the candles, is to mend our relationship with God and bring reconciliation between people. That is what he is good at, to mend broken relationships with God and to reconcile us with other people. Now, this year, the Church of England have produced a Christmas parable, a video with a Christmas parable on it, and it's simply called Home for Christmas, and I watched it during the week, and I thought it'd be great to show it this morning, this evening, isn't it? It's not. We normally meet in the morning. It's not usually as dark as this, but here we are meeting in the evening. We're going to watch it this evening. It's simply called Home for Christmas. Thank you.
And sit under a pine. transpersonal man here. Your mum would love to talk to you.
Jesus, thank you that you are here by your Spirit. And I pray, send your Holy Spirit now. Lord, would you reveal yourself to every person in this room today? For those of us who feel far from you, would we experience now your love and your goodness and your great over us?
Are you okay? Lord, I can't hear you.
Relationships are important, aren't they? And we're reminded of that this time of the year, of why Jesus came. In John 1, verse 12, and as Apostle John talks about Jesus coming, and it's just a great passage to read this time of year, it says, to those who receive him, the Lord Jesus, believe in his name, he gives the power to become children of God. Relationships are so important to God, and relationship with him. As Jay John said, what is going on here, Jesus coming, is something far greater, far more amazing and wonderful than we could ever imagine, the difference he can make. Now, it's hard to unpack everything to do with Christmas and why Jesus came in a few moments during a carol service. It's great to sing the carols that help us understand. But in recent years, many people have been helped by something called Alpha. Alpha means going back to the beginning, and many churches run something called an Alpha course, and it goes back just to give an explanation and discuss what this is all about. About 30 million people around the world have been on an Alpha course. I've been on one many times, led one many times, and we look at why did Jesus came? How can we connect with God? Why did Jesus die? What about forgiveness? Life after death. How can we pray? How do we read the Bible? What purpose did God have for our life? And Alpha is really helpful for people to find out once and for all. And we're running an Alpha course here at Encounter Church in the spring, starting on the 18th of January. We've got our Introduction to Alpha evening, and you're very welcome to come and join us just to find out about Alpha. And we have some invitation cards at the welcome desk, so please feel free to pick one up on the way out. It's at 6:30. I was a person that wasn't brought up to go to church. I don't know whether you were, but it was all a new discovery for me. Great adventure. And an Alpha evening, it's part of their film series, very engaging. And then we can say what we think about what they've presented, what we found helpful. We can ask any questions that we want to ask as well, but you're very welcome to join us for the introductory evening, and the invitations are at the welcome desk. Or you can just go into the Encounter Church website. You'd be very welcome to join us. So I'm going to invite the band back up, and as they come, we're going to put on a one-minute video about Alpha, just to give you a little bit of a flavor, if you think, oh, that might be interesting, just gives you a little flavor as to what goes on. And then we're going to pray in a few moments' time. Thank you, Anna.
Life is for exploring. So where will your curiosity take you? You're invited to Alpha this new year. Best conversations happen over great food with interesting people. A place for the open-minded. And they're not quite sure? A space to ask whatever you like. Or nothing at all. Knows what this new year will bring, but let's make it one to remember, where we grab all life's got to offer. We'll never have it all figured out, but that's all part of the adventure. Stay Stay curious. Try Alpha.
Like I said, please feel free to pick up one of the invitations. In a moment, a few moments, we're going to be singing Silent Night, one of my favourite carols. But before Isaac and Darren and the band leaders, let us pray together. It'd be good to pray this evening. Why don't you close your eyes for a moment while Paul plays and we pray? You don't have to close your eyes to pray, but it can help to focus. And it may be that one of your prayers this evening is that you can somehow understand what this is all about. And if God is really there, how can you connect with him like many people here talk about? It may be that you're struggling in a particular relationship and your prayer is for God to help you in an area of reconciliation and to help you to take the right steps regarding that. The end of O Little Town of Bethlehem that we sang earlier, right at the end it says, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell, O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. And maybe that's one of your prayers at the moment, one of your hopes, that you can connect with God in a real way. But Lord, I also pray that for those who are coming to you, and maybe in prayer with a desire, there'll be an area of reconciliation with somebody within their own lives. Lord, we thank you that you came to mend relationships. And we pray not just because it's Christmas, Lord, because it reminds you of why you came. The Father, you'd bring blessing within relationships, within families, Lord, within friendships. We pray that where there's restoration needed, that you'll bring it. Lord, where restoration is needed within our world, Lord, we pray that you would move by your power. But Lord, we thank you that you came to make a difference, and we welcome you in to make a difference within us. In Jesus' name, amen.